Well, before this, we heard from Kay Tempest, where she teamed up with Kevin Abstract for More Pressure. But this little loop here, Carry On Wild, is from my next guests, Alexander Wright and Phil Granger, who join us. Give us the lowdown, that big word on their performance, The Gods, The Gods, The Gods, which starts tomorrow night in the Lottery West Apparel Spiegel Tent. And it isn't your average sit-down performance. Described by the British Theatre Guide as a perfect piece of gig theatre with soaring melodies, genuine tenderness, and a hope that takes you, or takes us, on a euphoric journey of intimacy, death, and faith. The Gods by Three hails from North Yorkshire and is a pretty polished show of big beats, solid bass lines, and Greek mythology. If you took poet William Blake, Kay Tempest, and Daft Punk, threw them in a blender, tossed in some stories of our own eternal struggle through the eyes of Greek gods, and I think we're getting close to the vibe that they're expecting to suck you onto the dance floor. Yep, this one is kinetic. Joining me now in the studio is co-creators and two parts of the performance trio, Alexander Wright and Phil Granger. Kaya, gents.
Good to see you.
Morning, Jeff.
Well, great to have you both back in Borloo. It's a long way from the weather in North Yorkshire. You seem to be making a habit of ditching the north during winter and heading here. How long can you keep this hustle up for?
Well, we were doing pretty well at it, to be honest. We'd kind of been on that hustle for a good few years, and then obviously the pandemic happened and we were forced to stay in the cold for quite a long time. So
that sucks.
We're straight back in there. As soon as we can get in the country, we're in. So we've left
with a renewed experience, renewed enthusiasm.
Yeah, it's minus -5 at home. And it's, what, 35 degrees already here. So,
which is getting a bit too hot. If I could just put out there that, you know, pushing over the 35s is not it. So just bring
also,
it down.
Also, we're British, so we love talking about weather. Conversation. I know we're here to talk about theatre, but we can talk about the weather for a bit at least.
Especially you Yorkies, man. I've got a mate who's flying and, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's back there now. He whinged about the weather too much. Couldn't handle it. Love you, dames. Look, for folks that haven't seen The Gods or your previous work, maybe you could give us a little wedge into the work. What to expect? Are we fronting to a gig, to a theatre, to a poetry night, a history lesson, a journey of introspection? Because from what I've read, it's all of that with dollops of more. Phil, can you help me out?
Yeah, of course, man. So Alex and I make shows. It kind of all started from Alex writing words and me writing music, and we made a retelling of the Orpheus and the Underworld myth, which we did lots of times around the world, a lot of times in Perth, and we really, really loved it. So then we've gone on and done a few other shows about a few different Greek mythology stories, and The Gods, The Gods, The Gods is the one where you come and you don't sit down and watch a nice play with an acoustic guitar and singing like our previous ones have been. You come in and stand up to a hazy room with some pretty loud music on, and people come in and think, whoa, what's going on here? This is not what I'm expecting. And by the end, you're packed in a room with people jumping and dancing and singing and feeling things, and we're all in there too, jumping and dancing and singing and feeling things. But it's still all the same poetry, same music, same, but just, yeah, put through a huge Daft Punk machine, I suppose, rather than acoustic guitar. It's all electronic, produced with our friend Tom Figgins back in the UK. So that's kind of the vibe of this one. It's loads of poetry, loads of music, but not a lot else. It's just those things, people and words and music.
So we've got religious theology and pop music. Is this a show for Margaret Court or the Houston family even? Or, I mean, they'd be pretty cool with how one of the characters, Orpheus, came to pass, a gay guy getting torn apart. So we're not going down that lane, are we? It's not happy clappy.
Oh, no, not at all. It's, we kind of have come at all of it from an absolute storytelling point of view and kind of wanting to make something which galvanises people. And I think one of the things which feels really exciting that we've enjoyed in performing the show so far is how so many different people have come and felt absolutely elated on the way out. And none of us come from any kind of faith-based background. Mm. And what we've pulled all the stories from aren't from faith-based places, they're from poets. So we've been looking at poetry from heaps of different places and heaps of different inspirations and heaps of different periods of time. But all the poets that we've kind of taken inspiration from are people who've been looking for why we seek stuff outside of ourselves, which is often found within ourselves. So all the things that people may ascribe to the idea of godliness, actually we've invented anyway, because everything comes from inside us. So we've been excited about how to try and create a, like Phil says, it's kind of big, loud gig experience, but which creates a really beautiful community in the room, just of people, of people just having a good time together, and kind of feeling that joy together. But none of it is happy clappy. It couldn't be further away from happy clappy. Hopefully everyone's happy and clapping.
But not
happy
in that way.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a trippy thing, isn't it? Plato was a playwright and a poet before he was a philosopher.
Exactly. And all those things kind of meld together. There's a gorgeous quote in the show from William Blake, which says, "Everything that is now proved was once only imagined." And the idea that everything we now take to be true, everything that belongs as fact in our world, was once just something that someone went, "Oh, I wonder whether..." and then followed that train of thought. And I think that's, you know, quite a beautiful place to come from, and quite a beautiful place for poetry and stories to occupy in kind of the way we think about the world.
Right, kind of trippy when you think, you know, like we eat potatoes. How many poor people ate deadly nightshades until they worked up this one?
Yeah.
This, cool. Poor Aunt Doris.
Well, yeah, we don't actually pay any respect to Aunt Doris in the show. Maybe we should. We should probably find time to talk about Aunt Doris in there.
And because the Greek mythology, I mean, it isn't of that religious variety, is it? It's sort of more intended to, well, drive in those moments of introspection to sort of get you in front of the room full of mirrors.
Yeah, and it's messy. It's a messy set of stories, Greek mythology. There's nothing clean or nothing kind of preachy about any of Greek mythology. They're just messy stories of people trying to figure stuff out or taking the mick or deliberately getting things wrong or throwing people under the bus and kind of learning because of it. So they're a good place for us to pull from, I think.
And we really hope that, like, when people do come to the gods, we've tried to make a show that it's not for people who have faith. It's not for people who don't have faith. It's just you can believe what you want. We're just we're just now saying, here's a thing, you know, and it's a thing for humans. So take it in and see what you think. But yeah, we really hope that some people come in, I think, listening to the first song, thinking, oh, is this religious? Are they trying to get me on board here? Or they listen to some of the words and go, oh, that sounds like not my cup of tea because I'm religious. But through the show, hopefully people do, realise that we're coming at it from our beliefs are our own, yours are your own.
Well, it's like all art, isn't it? I mean, you can't go to a Mapplethorpe showing and expect it to be all Christian. It's Mapplethorpe. It's what you get. Mm. So, now, there's more to the show than just you guys, Alex and Phil. Megan Drury has ditched on the northern winter and headed home to Australia. She hails from here originally, apparently, and she isn't new to working with you either. I believe there's a bit of a theatre gig going in North Yorkshire. I did find it online. There's a really boring North Yorkshire pub that tries to say it has a theatre, and then I found yours, and it looks the bomb.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, when we were kind of, you know, we managed to get one of the last planes out of Australia in 2020, we're not very good at sitting down or taking it easy, so quite quickly Phil and I decided we'd build a theatre in my back garden. And then
ideal place, yeah.
Yeah. and then in doing that, we kind of started running it as a venue. So we program work and create work there. And Megan's kind of part of that team who do all that programming and promoting of all that stuff. So we invite loads of artists to come and test out new things or to put shows back on they haven't been able to do for ages. And it's been really beautiful. It's been amazing. And then Megan worked on another project of ours that we did in lockdown called Half Man, Half Bull, which was a retelling of the Theseus and Daedalus myth, and did some dramaturgy on that. And then they joined for this show and has kind of done a lot of creative development on the narrative of the show, and then joins us as a performer. But she's been working as an actor in Australia for ages, was last here in Perth in a show called A Midnight Visit, which was a big immersive show in 2019. She's kind of out on the road with us for the next few months.
Wow, so a solid performance team then.
Absolutely, yeah.
You don't get bored of each other?
No, luckily we're all very good friends also. And Yeah, no, it's just all very nice, really.
Yeah.
Yorkies are pretty straight up. I'm sure you have it up straight out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when it needs to happen.
Now, it all starts tomorrow night. You're, as I said, appearing at the Lottery Rest De Paro Spiegel tent at the Perth Cultural Centre, so it's damn easy to find. And people have got just shy of 2 weeks to catch you.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a nice long season.
Nice long season, 5:25 p.m. So a good way to start your night if you're thinking of going to see a show at 7:30 or, you know, spending your night out in town at Fringe World. We're at a good spot to kind of kick off your night with the gods, and then head out into whatever the rest of Fringe World's got to offer you.
Well, a good night. You know, you start there, you have a good dance, and you can treat yourself with a dinner after that.
Exactly.
You've done your calorie burn.
Yeah.
Alex and Phil, thank you so much for joining us this morning on The Record, and good luck with the show.
Thanks for having
us, Jeff. Cheers. Thanks so much.
That's been a pleasure. That is Phil Granger and Alexander Wright. They're going to be joined by Megan Drury on stage for their show The Gods, starting tomorrow night. Lottery Rest Apparel Spiegel tent. Get your tickets. You know you want to. Go on.